What are we to make of the Zika virus? Is it a faraway crisis transmitted by foreign mosquitoes attacking only pregnant mothers? The World Health Organization says that Zika is an international public health emergency. A vaccine is being rushed to trials, according to WHO Director Anthony Costello.
Even if we got lucky and found a biologically vulnerable part of this virus to get a vaccine, the procedures would take, I think, at the minimum, we're talking about years, not months.
The French drug maker Sanofi is reportedly on the case, and the U.S. government is also starting research into a possible vaccine. But in the time that that takes, a lot could happen. Zika could find additional hosts to speed its transmission. A documented case of Zika was transmitted sexually, according to doctors in Dallas. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Doctor, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you.
So it seems that we don't know a whole lot about this class of viruses. What is unusual about Zika?
Well, the thing that's unusual about Zika right now is that it had originally been felt to be somewhat of an inconsequential virus that was first recognized in 1947 in Uganda and kind of hung around below the radar screen in Africa and Southeast Asia, not really paying much attention to it because it's a mild disease. And then all of a sudden, as it worked its way across the Pacific Islands from Yap to South America, it exploded. So now you have this major outbreak, which would have been bad enough. But the thing that's now really puzzling is the apparent temporal and geographic association with infection in a mother and a severe congenital abnormality in the fetus of the pregnant woman. And that's the thing that's very disturbing right now. So there are a lot of unknowns about what that connection is, what the degree of the connection is. So we have a lot to learn, and we're trying to do that very quickly.
So there's a lot of statistical association between the virus and microcephaly, the small head birth defect. But there's no causation. There's no clear understanding of how that works.
Exactly. There is not a definitive cause-effect relationship, although the circumstantial evidence is really rather compelling. We have to be careful before we say that this particular virus directly is causing the birth defects that we see, even though the association is really very strong.
Let's talk about vaccine for a moment. What would be the target population for a vaccine? All of childbearing age mothers, all people sexually active, the entire population? I mean, I don't know what the preventive measure would be here because the symptoms aren't necessarily presented to a doctor or even in a family.
Well, you know, all good points that you make, but I really feel I must point out when you said what is the best approach right now. I mean, we are trying very hard for a vaccine and we're working very, very intensively. But the way to stop this outbreak is to stop the mosquito. Obviously, we want a vaccine, and particularly when you're dealing with a situation where you're concerned about pregnant women, one of the target populations almost certainly will be women of childbearing age.
Meanwhile, while we wait, there's the fear of this virus jumping. I mean, in two ways. It could jump from the mosquito that you mentioned that's prevalent in South America to other species of mosquitoes that would carry it into North America and throughout the world. And then it could also acquire a vector of sexual transmission, which has already been seen. What disturbs you about all that?
Well, it expands the scope of this, of the range, actually, of involvement, because we know now that there are at least a couple of cases of well-documented sexual transmission. And that's the reason why there will be CDC guidelines coming out soon, which is you would expect is encouraging the use of condoms for people who are in the area, even whether they got sick or not. But if you go into an area where it's highly prevalent to have a Zika infection, it's important to realize that one of the risks is transmission through sexual contact. And this would be particularly problematic if you're having sexual contact with a person like your wife who might be in the early stages of her pregnancy, and you really want to avoid that. That's the reason why you're going to be hearing about recommendations, strong recommendations about condom use for people at risk.
World Health Organization calls this an emergency, an international public health emergency. Is that an alarm that goes off in doctors' offices, or should that alarm be going off in my kitchen?
It's the kind of alarm that really is the clarion call that we now really need to pay serious attention to this. As far as the things that we do here in the United States, the kind of preparations that we are making and will make are not really profoundly influenced by that kind of a declaration. It is more a global clarion call that we really need to put all hands on deck to address this at a multinational level. But we already in the United States are already in the process of gearing up to try and accelerate our efforts.
I saw what looked like a responsible headline that suggested that as the temperature rises, Zika seems to love an increase in global temperatures.
Well, whenever you can get flourishing of mosquitoes, and you obviously see that to some extent, if not to a big extent, during summer months, that the mosquitoes tend to flourish, as we all know who are bitten by mosquitoes, that's one of the things you're concerned about, that if you have a disease that is a mosquito-borne infection, you have a particular problem during a time of the year when there are a lot of mosquitoes around. So that's the real concern about the season change.
Would you cancel the Olympics?
Well, it's not up to me to cancel the Olympics, but I don't think we're at that point at all right now. I think the important thing to do, and this would impact not only the countries apart from the Olympics, but certainly would have an impact on the Olympics, is to have a very aggressive mosquito control program. Elimination of mosquitoes by larvicides, insecticides, but even as important, and that is the removal of the kinds of environment that mosquitoes like standing water in pots, pans, tires, in little pools of water that make it perfect for mosquitoes to flourish and breed. And there is already a very aggressive, concerted effort on the part of the Brazilian authorities to address that. So get to the mosquitoes and you won't have to worry about the other things.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.